because it's the indigenous people use it as a spirit offering. Yes, they use it to cleanse, but to cleanse it doesn't necessarily mean protect. It usually is an offering to the ancestors and maybe to call in the ancestors. It is a cleansing tool, but I would never use it to cleanse my house because it's also really used for calling in spirit, and offering to the ancestors. Not a thing that I would use to cleanse my actual house with, because you can also then call it, like, it's, you could maybe call in stuff you don't want to be calling into your house, and you're trying to get rid of stuff out of your house, so it's just not an ideal one to use. I would use dragon's blood. That's my best go-to. Again, people are now saying not to be using that because it's not, unless it's ethically sourced along with sage. So if you're going to use white sage, recommended that you use it where it's ethically sourced, where native indigenous people are actually cultivating it and growing it on a farm and selling it. Don't be going just going picking that. And remember also, it's not an air freshener, so don't be going mental, because it boils my pee when I see the new age spiritual community on here, especially sitting there in their videos giving it on Amnesty with their big massive bundles of sage, giving it yee-haw like it's an air freshener and it's going out of fashion. Well, it will go out of fashion, like it'll be non-existent if you keep using it. And that cleanse yourself, use it as an offering for the ancestors. You can cleanse your tools with it, your crystals. That only burn tiny wee amounts, and it was ethically sourced as well. And also, because I was native in a past life, and I've got several native Indian guides as well that I work with, but I don't go mental with the stuff. I'll use anything but that unless I really need to cleanse myself. Smudge sprays, white sage smudge sprays are good. I would highly recommend them. You'll get them anywhere in a decent crystal shop or on the Zone. They're brilliant for cleansing your aura, and I even maybe give a wee spray around my bread for cleansing the energy, because it's removing stagnant energy as well. But that is why I do not recommend you using it for your house to cleanse. Use dragon's blood, use rosemary, lavender, whatever you want. Dragon's blood is the best one to use. Don't go about wafting that about. I used to when I was younger and I had no clue what I was doing, but now I know. Don't touch the stuff to go around my house. I'll get out holy water, sea salt water, and dragon's blood when I'm wanting to do a house cleanse. And I only use the sage for tools. If it's a heavy energy, if it's not a heavy energy and it's just a mild energy, then I'll use other cleansing material. And that's it. So, and I'm not going to get into an argument about whether you should use it or you shouldn't use it. As I've said, if you're going to use it, make sure that you get it from an ethically sourced place where they are actually growing and cultivating it for the purpose of sale. Don't be going out into the wilderness and picking it willy-nilly and buying it for China, because that's not okay, because it is sacred. Yeah, don't be just going buying that willy-nilly for people. Make sure it comes from a good source. But try and use other stuff, because it's sacred to them. So a lot of them don't like us using that at all, even if it is ethically sourced. But it's like, I don't see what's wrong with buying it if it's ethically sourced and they're growing it and cultivating it themselves and the purpose of selling it, because that helps them with money, doesn't it? But there is an overuse of it. There is an overuse of that, and I don't agree with it. I think people haven't a clue what they're doing with this stuff, and all these silly wee people on here giving it, you know, the ones that are pretending to be spiritual, the ones, they're maybe just awakening, but they've not actually went through a dark night of the soul. They people, they don't know what they're doing, and they're wafting that about like nobody's business, like it is an air freshener, and they need to stop doing that. But then how do you learn, do you know what I mean? How do you learn? You will learn one day. So we can't really, like, no hate on them either. No, I'm taking a mick out of them, but no hate on them, because they don't know what they're doing, and they don't have a mentor, and they don't have anyone to teach them the right from wrong, so it's not their fault either. They're going by what they're seeing on the internet. People that haven't a clue that are teaching others, that are self-appointed gurus. that are actually giving them the wrong information. They're not doing their own research. A lot of them are very lazy and they rely on the internet, like social media, for the information rather than going to a library. Can you imagine that, going to a library? Going to a library or going to a bookstore and actually buying a book from somebody that's about 400 years old that knows what they're talking about. Like, you want to go when you're learning from somebody that's had a vast amount of experience in their life and they're older. Not discounting that a lot of the new generation that have come in, I follow quite a lot of them, and the information that they're given through downloads is phenomenal. So I won't discount that either, right? So we're not hating on them, but there is a lot of uneducated, lazy people on this app that are just counting on just what self-appointed gurus are telling them, that have not got a clue what they're saying to people, and they're giving them the wrong information, and it really drives me mental. What I suggest to anyone, don't just take my word for gospel. I've always said that from day one. Don't just take what I'm telling you, take what I'm saying, but go and get a book. Research it, read and read some more. Like, we're never done learning on this subject of spirituality, and there is so much to learn. And no matter what, I will tell you, with the stuff that I have learned and that I know and that I have researched, I will still say, go and please read up yourself, because what works for me doesn't always work for you. And you need to find your own way on, because it's your own path and nobody should be telling you what to do either. So that was just off on a tangent again. Very off on a tangent at the moment. I'm very chatty. I think I've now got an overactive throat chakra. It was blocked and now it's went mental, so I need to fix that for me. So I'm just trying to grow my energy. I'm sweating to death out in this garden, if anybody cares. But I need to get air into me, grounding my energy. I think I might be ungrounded. Slightly ungrounded today. So I'm trying to ground myself. That was a very, very long story that I told. Okay, bye. Right, bye. I just wanted to add at the end of this, because I know it's going to come for me. Yes, I do have two pairs of glasses on. See, if you're going to come and start giving me grief about the appropriation of use of white sage, I have going to go back and listen to what I said. Use it from an ethical source if you're going at somebody that's actually grown it to write. And if you've got, like, I don't mind having a debate with people in the comments over this, because everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but see, if you're going to come for me, don't even bother, because I'm menopausal, I'm no well, and I'm no in the mood.